Joining us again on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Anna Allen, you are from the Capital Region, and you are the creator of the StopPutinsWar.org website. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me, Sina.
You have an update. Do you want to tell us about what you have happening on May 14th?
Yes. So with our book club, we are going to host an event in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall across from the White House. We're going to have an installation in support of Ukraine. We're going to place 1,400 black flags to represent 1,400 missiles that have been fired at Ukraine. This number came when I initially started this project, and that was about 45 days into the war. By now, the number of missiles that hit Ukraine is higher. It's about 2,100. And we are hoping to cause attention to the scale of the war, and also hoping to elicit a response from our American government that will match the scale of the aggression and the scale of the war.
You mentioned book club, and the book club started as a Russian, Ukrainian, Slavic group of women from the Capital Region. It has grown to include more identities than that. And from the very beginning, your book club has been working on petitions and getting attention to help Ukrainians. How did the idea of the black flags come to be?
I think the point is to for everybody to understand that this is not a small conflict. I think prior to this war, probably a lot of Americans did not quite realize where Ukraine is or how big it is. I mean, Ukraine is a country very similar in size to Texas, which is the largest state in the continental U.S., and it is very important, both industrial and agricultural country in the world with a population of 44 million people. And when Russia attacked Ukraine, it was a full-scale invasion, basically on the three sides of the country. And the flags were to represent missiles because it's something that may be a little bit easier to count. It would be maybe good to represent number of people who had died in this conflict, but unfortunately, that's very difficult to estimate because a lot of territory of Ukraine is still occupied by Russia, and the deaths on the territory, deaths in Mariupol is, nobody knows how many people died. A lot of people died from hunger and starvation. A lot of people died from just execution style. A lot of people have been relocated, forcefully relocated by Russians into Siberia and other remote parts of Russia. When they are relocated into remote parts of Russia, their Ukrainian documents get confiscated. We may never find those people. We may never find out what their fate is. So it's difficult to represent the number of people who has suffered in this conflict or the number of people who had perished in this conflict. We just thought that the number of missiles may be something that we can, represent and be a little bit more accurate.
So just for the scale, you're showing the number through missiles from also an older number of missiles, which you're putting up 1,400 flags. But if you were to indicate the amount of human loss, it would be like 40 times the amount of flags.
That is correct. And again, the numbers for the human loss are a lot more of an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pentagon has a fairly decent way of counting how many missiles are flying at Ukraine, because the numbers I'm giving you comes from the American government as far as the missiles, but it's a lot harder to figure out individual people's deaths.
So this is happening in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, May 14th. You and your book club are going down planting the flags. Do you have any plans for the Capital Region?
I try to host a basically identical event in Washington Park, and kind of was initially denied the date for the Tulip Festival, and then I requested a different date and kind of like haven't heard back since. But I probably will expand my efforts after this weekend.
So on the website, which is stop-putins-war.org, you have some information, which you did mention before we recorded, that you want to update it because it just keeps changing. You have some petitions to sign. There are actions that people can do on this website, find some information, support the flag effort. What else do you think is important to know about the event this weekend and the other efforts that you're working on?
I mean, I would say that in general, the local organizations been active trying to help Ukraine and Ukrainians in this conflict. The local chapter of Ukraine Congress Committee of America has collected thousands and thousands of dollars and had purchased bulletproof vests and helmets for the Ukrainian army. Also the 518 Ukrainians, they collected a lot of humanitarian aid, and initially they sort of were collecting more various things. At this point, they're collecting primarily medical supplies. There are individuals, I spoke to a lady yesterday who, you know, sews Ukrainian flags and sells them online, and the money that she gets, she sends to her friends in Ukraine who then, you know, continue humanitarian aid in the Ukraine. So there is a big outreach in this community. I do wish that the federal government provided a more broader and quicker reaction to the event. Yes, of course, our government is reacting, but like what I was telling you, as far as the scale of the war, Russia spends close to $900 million a day on the war in Ukraine, while United States so far contributed about $3.5 billion to try to help Ukraine in this war. And there's probably a similar amount of money from the countries that are members of a European Union. So the scale is very different between the amount of help that Ukraine is getting and how much money Russia is spending on this war. At the same time, Russia is receiving about $1 billion away, you know, from the sales of oil and gas. So sales of oil, gas all over the world help finance this war. Delaying help to Ukraine prolongs this war, and there is a fear that this will become a long-term frozen conflict, which is not good for either, you know, Ukraine or the world. Not only during the prolonged war, people continue to die on both sides, not only people continue to be displaced, but there is a huge effect on the world economy. As of now, Ukrainian ports have been blocked since the beginning of the war, and Ukraine cannot export grain and wheat. Many countries, mostly in Africa and Middle East, are very heavily dependent on the Ukrainian wheat. And same thing goes for a lot of other materials, such as steel, such as titanium. Ukraine cannot safely plant and harvest the wheat, sunflower, oats, and barley, and other agricultural products. A lot of fields have been bombed. The production for this year will definitely be down, and that will not be good as far as the, you know, feeding the population of the world. This is a conflict that's not over. And I hope that the listeners will join us in efforts to put the conflict in Ukraine to a quick end and not drag it on into a prolonged war. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna Allen, for joining us.